two of the things that keep coming to the fore are increased access to guns. So there are a lot of guns on the street, legally and illegally right now. More people have access to them. And at the same time that people are just having shorter fuses. We are in a time that most people have not seen who are living today, you know, going through a pandemic crisis, as well as all the economic and other sort of feeling of uncertainty that comes from that. And so you have people who may have already been kind of at the point where they don't maybe have a lot of patience to deal with conflict in their lives. And now they just have even less to work with.
I understand that, as we said earlier, that you've gotten a little bit of relief this year, that the homicide rate has actually gone down a bit in Kansas City. Any sense of why?
Well, that's always sort of the tricky part, especially when you've seen such a high spike. It's hard to say when any one or two things that you're doing to mediate are making a difference, or if you're just sort of going back toward sort of your previous normal. I know that's not a very satisfying answer, but it could be many things or none of those things, and simply more of a regression.
Well, I respect your candor in saying that, you know, that there's lots of reasons why this is happening, and it's not always clear why it does or does not happen, and that there's just a lot of factors at play here. But what are some things that, based on your long work in this field, do you think makes a difference, that or that people could be thinking about, or how people should be thinking about this?
Yes, that's actually where I prefer to spend a lot of my energy. So I'm glad you asked that. I know there has been a lot of recent study coming out of places like Baltimore and Philadelphia, where they have been showing that investing actually in cleaning up neighborhoods, cleaning and greening, if you will. So fixing up vacant properties. We know that in any city you'd go to, you'll see, you know, blocks where there are, you know, a handful of houses at least that are in severe decay. There are overgrown lots. And so what these studies have found is that when you clean those up, you reduce the violence that occurs in those areas.